Greetings. This series of recordings is intended to help wake you up to your unlimited ability to align the world with whatever you desire. The fulfilling of your desires for the life you want to live is very important to the positive evolution of life on this planet. You must not get sucked into accepting things as they appear. It is up to you to dream and believe the new world into being. All things start first as an idea. So far in this series, we have touched on the who and the how storylines of this adventure we're living. Now, we have probably the most important part, the why of our story. There are a lot of us currently contributing to this tapestry of human existence we're all weaving together. We're all at different points in our personal evolution of consciousness. Many still have no idea that the individual they believe themselves to be is just a character they've imagined into being. As we've discussed, since before you were born into this 3D time-space reality, you've been absorbing information from your environment. Your initial objective was to design a character that could survive and hopefully thrive in the world you found yourself in. For a long time, you believed in this life adventure that you were on your own playing a survival game. For most of us, it was all about competition and being good enough to get what you wanted. Some of us were lucky enough to be surrounded by an encouraging, positive, love-filled environment, and this often gave us an easier path to travel. Of course, on the easy path, there are often not as many learning opportunities, so long-term, the easy path often just makes for different challenges. Since we are each writing our own story based on our observations of the world we find ourselves in, there's an infinite amount of diversity. We are each very unique. No one else in all of time, space, reality has had or will have the same story as we do. That said, we're all very much alike at the same time. This game world on planet Earth has many basic laws of inherent structures that put some parameters on our adventures. For one, our characters are mortal. Every one of us has a limited amount of time as the character we have imagined into being for the current adventure. You have actually done this many times before, even though you remember little, if anything, from the other adventures you've lived. And don't worry, if something falls out of the sky to crush you tomorrow, while you may be disappointed if you were having a really good time in your life, you have many more life adventures yet to unfold. This brings us to a very important point. You need to realize that while our current stories may differ greatly, your essence is no different than all of the other conscious beings you are sharing this time-space reality with. All differences are figments of your imagination. We're each a point of infinite intelligence and energy expressing itself in a physical adventure world. And that gets us to a big question for this edition of Reality Jab. Why? The answer is creation. For untold eons, we have been designing material worlds as individualized expressions of an ever-expanding energy field. We're artists, imagining physical forms into reality and living adventures of ever greater complexity. The why is the same as for any artist. We have come into this physical world to dream new things into existence with the intent of creating an enjoyable and entertaining experience for as much of creation as possible. Looking at the world around us, it is easy to question our unlimited abilities and creative power. The world we perceive around us often seems rather disappointing and even cruel and unpleasant. The reason for this is quite simple. Since whatever we choose to believe will be expressed as reality, obviously many of us have chosen to believe in a reality they don't really find enjoyable. The message of Reality Jab is that while there is nothing wrong with living this way, it simply is a choice. The challenge is that appearances easily become repeating loops of awareness. People get stuck in accepting what they experience in the moment and forget by changing their mind, they will change the world. While it can be challenging, you must not get caught up in appearances. Instead, focus on an image of how you want the world to look. We've discussed the power of using appreciation and thanksgiving to take you where you want to go. When the world you see before your eyes is not pleasing, the easiest way to start to alter the picture is by redirecting your view to things that are pleasing. You don't need to pretend that certain things don't exist or are not real at this point in time, but you can always direct your attention somewhere else. No matter what the issue that is troubling to you, seeking out positive aspects of the issue and using your consciousness to energize and strengthen those aspects will change your world. Gradually, those positive aspects will begin to dominate the situation. Like so much in this adventure world, it's easier said than done. This is because you have been practicing the observation method of evaluating life for a long time. This is very natural. In your early years, this was the only way you had to figure out how best to interact with others. You would generally follow the path of least resistance. If what you did was judged positively, your natural reaction would be to decide this was positive and desirable behavior. Of course, the reaction and judgment of your behavior was totally contingent upon the beliefs of those you surround yourself with. Now, the natural tendency is to try to gain approval from those you are associated with. If you believe you should respect their opinions, their judgment of you will be important to you and be responsible for shaping your behavior to a great extent. As you mature and your consciousness becomes more sophisticated, you begin to view things from more of a universal perspective. Your world expands and you begin to identify with being a part of a larger segment of humanity. This gradual realization that you are part of a larger and larger subset of universal consciousness is the natural result of the expansion of individual consciousness. The eventual realization is that you are always connected to all of creation, like a drop of water in the ocean is always ocean. The magic of this is that you are also a unique and individual expression of awareness, having a physical adventure in time-space reality. While you are in time-space reality, you have this physical form you have inhabited and created a personal story for. As we have said, while you inhabit this body, you have some inherent physical limitations. Your physical body will not last and is subject to injury and physical malfunctions. You can control all of these and can even expand and extend your healthy lifespan considerably if you choose to. There's a reason malfunctions of the body are referred to as disease. All illness is a lack of ease in the system, dis-ease. Stress and resistance are the cause. Negative emotions result in stress and resistance. So, what do you need to avoid? Fear, anger, anxiety, jealousy, resentment, feelings of insecurity. Anything that does not make you feel good causes resistance. Therefore, besides not helping you be happy, any resistance is also damaging to your physical body. This is why if you're sick, the last thing you should do is worry about the illness or fear negative outcomes. Your best shot is to believe in your well-being. No matter what the ailment is, it is possible to reimagine your condition to one of full health, regardless of what doctors say. Now, that is not to say that every illness is a failure of thinking and believing, because you're also not obligated to stick around for 100 years. It's very possible that when you are 7 or 27 or 77, you've accomplished everything you feel like doing in a particular adventure. Or possibly you're simply tired of the story and the challenges you've created for your character, and you'd rather move on. Remember that your true non-physical self does not die when your awareness leaves a physical body. Through time, you have found a myriad of ways to exit the game. None of those exits, regardless of how extreme or simple, have any effect on your true being. The point of consciousness that was you releases its local focus and regains its unbounded awareness of all that is. Even in an individual lifetime, you may get glimpses of this reality with an overwhelming sense of oneness with all of creation. This is a glimpse of your true nature. But let's get back to today and the here and now. At the moment, we are all engaged in figuring out how to get the most out of the adventure we find ourselves in. We want to talk a little bit about why we are here. First and foremost, we got into this for some fun and adventure, to create a role in the game we would enjoy and find satisfying. As we discussed in the last episode, the necessary strategy is to keep your focus on doing and being what makes you happy. You must redirect your focus anytime you find yourself worrying about anything or anyone else. This will only diminish your own satisfaction without contributing anything to anyone. Focusing on a problem will always increase the problem. Looking at the world we live in today, there is much stress evident in our day-to-day life. The news media does its best to let us know about every tragedy and failure of humanity they can find. This does not present an accurate picture of reality because it is almost entirely focused on unwanted. As you are hopefully beginning to appreciate, a focus on unwanted only brings the awareness of more unwanted and a continuing descent into depression. Luckily, most of us become numb to the horrors. Some people become upset, realizing that with few exceptions, even the worst tragedies are quickly forgotten as the news cycle moves on to something else, something new to be upset about. It's not just the news media either. How much of our entertainment world is filled with the same stories of violence and destruction? We seem to be obsessed with it. Why? Because we all really want something better. And in our yearning for that better world, we have a natural tendency to focus on all the unwanted things, believing we must pay attention to them to overcome them. The challenge is to really eliminate them from our reality. We must stop paying any attention to them. To a rational mind, this seems like the wrong thing to do. We will say to ourselves that just because I stop paying attention to all the bad things going on in the world, they are not going to go away. In fact, we often believe that without our attention, things will get worse because no one is caring about them. This is how you will think if you have a victim mentality, believing bad things may happen to you, and you must be aware to protect yourself. We're coming to realize that it is each of us who is designing our own personal realities. While all of the unwanted will still exist, it will only be personally experienced by those who fear and give a lot of their attention to it. Ignoring the problem is actually the best way to decrease its impact in your personal life experience. This is not easy. For a long time, you have believed you were the character you have imagined into being and that you lived in a very uncertain world filled with dangers. Some of the most common phrases you will hear from others who care about you will be, take care of yourself, or be careful. Think about that, an encouragement to be care-filled. Might as well just say be worried, because it's a scary world out there. Since in reality it is up to you what you choose to bring into your experience, you must start taking control of what you focus your attention on. If we are to create a more joyous and pleasing life for ourselves, we must start by always striving to focus our attention on what is wanted instead of unwanted. You want to continuously seek out and appreciate what is right with the world to move things in that direction. So now we've arrived at our central point for this part of our discussion. What is the most direct way to change our world for the better? Stop judging everything. This flies in the face of your ego self that is always looking out for danger and prides itself on making evaluations of threat levels and best courses of action. Your ego self thinks one of its most important jobs is judgment. The problem is that judgment is fear-based. Fear is the most negative of emotions and has great power to create the very situations one fears. Because you always eventually get what you believe in, fears are all self-fulfilling prophecies. Luckily for most of us, a constant barrage of exposure to unwanted events by the news media has numbed us to the point where most of us disconnect from our personal connection to the reality of it all. However, there is one area that we all too easily get sucked into, and that is judging others. This is the real root of the majority of our distress as social organizations. Most of us are very quick to make judgments about most everything. This is not surprising because all of our lives we've been evaluating and judging everything to try to find the right way to handle situations and make the right decisions. We've not been taught to simply do what feels best. We are taught that we should worry about the repercussions of a bad decision. This is where judgment comes into play, and we are encouraged to nurture good judgment as a vital skill for successful living. The problem with this is that where good decisions will always be made by going with your emotional guidance system and doing what feels good. Judgment is the process of introducing all of the possible reasons something might not be the right way to go. Judgment is all wrapped up in the failures of the past and the likelihood of those failures being repeated. Judgment's also about creating unwanted projections of the future rooted in the fears of an insecure ego. If someone believes they do not have any control of their life, they will believe they're always a victim of circumstance. As a result, they will tend to instinctually fear all but those they are closest to because they believe everyone must be out for themselves. If you know you're in charge of your own destiny, you need fear nothing. If you don't believe in your own personal power and destiny, then everyone else is a potential threat. Self-serving leaders have used this device to their advantage through all of history. What's the best way to secure the strength of a government? Convince the citizens that the government is needed to protect them. Creating a fear of something the government claims it can protect you against, and people will even give up their personal freedom to buy that supposed protection. Here we've arrived at the biggest threat to the positive evolution of our social organizations and human consciousness. It is fear of the other. It's an all too common storyline. A government, some individual, or an organization will define some other as a danger that threatens everything good we hope to accomplish and the world we want to live in. This again is a trap that one can easily fall into. We've been told stories of good guys and bad guys all our lives. All the great tales are about good versus evil. It's yin and yang. It's positive versus negative in a never-ending battle on the adventure field of planet Earth. It's ingrained in our thinking, and it is that way because our egos enjoy the competition framework of it. The characters we've created enjoy the struggle and fights to win and triumph over the other. I've used the video game analogy as a way to look at our life experience. We're thrown into an adventure story and must figure out how to survive and find our destiny. The stories we have been told are easy models for the reality we create in our minds. Most of us have little awareness that we can control the gameplay. We can hack the program simply by rewriting the storyline. Until we realize that we are the writer and director of the adventure, we're left to react to the storylines written by others. Because many think that to get what they want, they must manipulate how others think. We have judgments being pronounced to create supposed threats. The other is used as the excuse for why the powers that be have not been successful in delivering a perfect life for all their good followers. The key is that we need an evil group to be a threat that we need to be protected from. The easiest target is some fairly large group of the population with particular lifestyle attributes that can be made to appear different or threatening to the group you want to get the support of. The most common differential is race or nationality, because a skin color or other distinguishing physical appearance makes it particularly easy to identify the problem individuals. Religions are the other big one, because here you can say that a certain group is a threat to your whole way of life because they believe differently and want to make you believe the way they do. This all makes for lots of adventure for those who live in an us-against-them fantasy world. Mind you, we are not saying that these are not real realities. We're just insisting that they are less evolved ways of living your life. If you look at anything other than natural disasters, all of the societal troubles in the world stem from fear of the other. Fear of immigrants, fear of one religion or another, fear of anyone with ideas that are in sharp disagreement with one's own. All this stems from the victim mentality, a worldview that believes you can be protected from harm and challenges. We, of course, know that all challenges and unwanted circumstances only arise so that we can envision wonderful alternatives and delightful solutions to flow into our personal experience. The opportunity for us is to become a part of the broader solution for a less divided world. Giving up judgment is the best way to pursue this objective. Stop buying into the stories of danger and a belief that somehow the others are adversaries. Certainly some of those in the other group have accepted the role they have been cast in, figuring the only way to survive is to fight. They may even become a terrorist, thinking this will make them a hero to their side. Remember, though, when they were born, they didn't know anyone was the enemy. This is something one needs to be taught. It is the negative feelings, distrust, and even hatred coming from the other group that teaches them to believe they must fight the evil. Both sides, of course, believe it is the other that is evil and that God is actually on their side. We may never reach a time when we are freed from the adventure stories of the past, because much satisfaction can be found in battling against perceived evil, regardless of which side you pick as the good guys or the bad guys. Recognize that we are all here for fun and adventure, and we have an adventure world of unlimited possibilities and storylines. Okay, that said, the question comes down to whether those games are what you want to do or not. There's no judgment here. This is simply a choice, and like every choice, it will generate a reality experience in line with what you believe to be true. I believe that as we evolve in our level of consciousness, we become less interested in war games and good versus evil battles. The key to this new level is the suspension of judgment. In other words, we must give up a preoccupation with right and wrong. Remember that right and wrong have always been about controlling our behavior. If someone who believed you had a right to control what we did was not in favor of a particular behavior, it was wrong. If they liked it, it was right. It is all totally arbitrary and controlled by the whims of fashion and culture. Therefore, it is essential that you learn to be above it and give up judgment as a bad habit. This is difficult because by this time the ideas and fears of the other are ingrained in all of us as part of our social history. This is where we need to rise in our level of consciousness to recognize that regardless of the costume and part we have picked out for this current adventure story, we are all inseparable parts of a whole. As I think we said before, we have no greater difference than the difference between two drops of water in the ocean. Everything else is a story we've made up for ourselves for our adventure in 3D time-space consciousness. It is always and will always be totally up to us how we play the game. For a tremendous boost in your ability to uplift your life and the level of life satisfaction on the planet as a whole, just give up judgment. Recognize that the differences between us are illusions. Recognize that anyone who makes the other the enemy is only trying to gain control over you by using fear to manipulate you. The more inclusive a world we create, the greater the peace and well-being. Judgment and exclusion create resistance, which can only result in stress in the system. In our next episode, we'll talk about the alternative to a world based on judgment and the benefits that will be realized by you personally as you follow that path. Thank you for listening to Reality Jab. There are more installments to help you harness the unlimited creative power you are capable of wielding. Most important, remember there is no one better or more deserving of a great adventure than you. We are all part of one whole and are always connected. The only difference is the degree to which we tap into the immense power that is always available to each of us. Many people do not realize that they are so much more than the character they've dreamed up to interact in the material world. None of us have any limits but those we impose on ourselves. So please make the most of this lifetime adventure.